This is my most recent poem and perhaps one of the most personal efforts I've ever made. And again, I believe it's somewhat distanced because I didn't know how else to try, at least. It was another poem that started with the luck of happening to open a book and see something written down that was interesting. So I'll read you the epigraph first, which was a Delmore Schwartz poem that was read at his funeral. It's just a few lines from that. And the pears were useless and soft, like used hopes under the starlight's small knowledge. The pears. At noon, the wasps clink and whir under the pear tree, like bits of brown and yellow fruit rising sharply back into the leaves. They dive again where the soft pears flatten in the grass. It's late September, and the whole garden is giving up to a gray collapse while I cut the last green tomatoes with their rust spots. They join the garlic, celery, and dill in clear jars I fill with vinegar. Our father is dead, having sickened faster than the small plot of vegetables I raised in this gritty New England soil. A sudden wing drooped from his body while the three of you stood by, believing in his death as your private shadow. He never told you he married a girl from Boston at 19, who he didn't see again after she had given birth to me one winter morning. But I grew up knowing of you, your faces nearly Asian like your mother, and wondering if just one of our features were the same, perhaps his unmistakable eyebrows. I can smell the fallen pears from the window, even stronger in the evening now, damp and sweet like a fresh cake. The wasps are sleeping in the eaves. It's cooler, and in just weeks, those clouds of grosbeaks will start descending, morning and night, to feed in the yard, in the broken sticks of the garden. The pears will have melted by the roots of the tree, like they never existed, even in the memory of chilly wasps, fat and dying in their gray paper nests. You have buried our father out where it's always summer, near a garden of keiaki, pink lotus, and jasmine. Perhaps you finally learned of me, the facts of death not included in his life. You might think of me, then, as a blonde working in a dress store, as impossible, as halves of a pair left out to be shared fairly by an odd number of difficult children. Thank you.